Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Mark Newnham's with me at 5 to 10. He's got a couple in today, including a nice horse in Shadow Bridge. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
This horse, Shadow Bridge, he's first up from a spell. He put two together, two nice wins at his last prep.
Both as a gelding. His first start, he disappointed us, so we gelded him, and he ran true to form in his two runs last preparation.
Yeah, he went out at Newcastle, 900. He led all the way there, and the good thing is he's got pace. He led at Kembla Grange as well.
Yeah, he's a very quick horse. And look, that's his asset, is his speed. So we won't be taking that away from him today. Robbie will, you know, be positive on him out of the gate. And look, it's just a matter of him, you know, finding the right path there on the heavy track, which is generally up the middle of the track there at Hawkesbury. He's shown in trials that he can handle wet ground, so it looks a suitable race for him.
Invictus Salutes, a lovely Exceed and Excel filly, and you have her in the fifth. She won at Hawkesbury 12 months ago. You brought her back. She had two nice trials. Rose Hill, 7th of 9. What happened that day?
Look, she ended up with a bit of a throat complaint, throat infection, and we turned her out. And she did a really good job at her first prep. She was stakes placed after she won at Hawkesbury. And look, in the Hawkesbury win, she beat a couple of nice horses, one with Ronnie Quinton's called Royal Celebration.
Yeah.
So, look, the form around has been pretty good. And then she was placed behind Pretty in Pink at Scone in a stakes, two-year-old stakes race. So she's always shown good ability. But she did a similar thing first up this preparation as she did last year. She just ran poorly. She didn't have much luck in the run, but I've taken the same attack this time. I've trialled her again since, as I did last preparation, and found a race for her at Hawkesbury where she won, and hopefully for a similar result.
All right. Now, of the two, can you split these two today or not?
Oh, look, I know Shadow Bridge will handle the ground. Mm. So, and look, I think she will, but look, I'm more confident of him handling the ground more so than her.
All right. And just quickly, an update on a couple of your stars, Nikita Jane, Graceful Glamour.
Yep, they'll both go to the Vinery on Saturday week. I'll run three there, another filly called Scarlet Dream that finished third in the Group 3 Kembla Grange Classic the other day. So I'll run the three of them there, and then I may split them up after that and run one of them in the Derby.
Final award was nice winning the Canberra Guineas. Where to for final award?
Yeah, he'll wait until the South Pacific Classic at Randwick over the Carnival 1400 listed race, and then probably go on to the Hawkesbury Guineas after that.
All right. Well, you got some nice horses in the stable at the moment. It's a good time, isn't it, mate? Getting out of bed easy.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to be out of bed and be competing in these races and hopefully winning some of them.
Yeah, good on you, Mark. All the best on the weekend.
Great. Anytime, Cozzy.